Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As long as I am unable to exercise my constitutional right to vote, I do not have command of my own life. I cannot determine my own destiny, for it is determined for me by people who would rather see me suffer than succeed.
David Oyelowo as Dr. Martin Luther King in a film you didn't hear mentioned a lot this morning when Oscar nominations were announced. Selma was nominated for Best Picture, but that was about it. Alejandro Iñárritu's Birdman and Wes Anderson's The Grand Budapest Hotel topped the nomination list, each got 9, including Best Picture. The other Best Picture nominees, including Selma, are The Imitation Game, Boyhood, Whiplash, The Theory of Everything, and American Sniper. Ty Burr is film critic for the Boston Globe, and Ty, you tell us what struck you first is that the top vote-getters, Birdman and Grand Budapest Hotel, are both comedies, although Birdman's a very dark one. But what else stood out for you about these two films?
My feeling is that you have two very well-loved movies, especially Grand Budapest. Birdman seems to split people. Those who love it. Those who don't like it at all. But they're both very, very crafted films. They're both very stylized. And I think what we're seeing is the Academy, which is made up of filmmakers in all the different craft branches, responding to that, responding to movies that are exquisitely well-crafted. I think it is remarkable that Wes Anderson is an Oscar front-runner with the most nominations of anybody aside from Birdman. When you think of his filmography, when you think that he has been marginalized by the mainstream moviegoers as quirky, that word that seems to hang around his neck like an albatross, that's really, really remarkable. And it says something about how his movies have matured and how attitudes toward him have changed.
Grand Budapest Hotel might be off people's radar. It came out earlier in the year. Just remind us, it's obviously about a hotel.
Yes, it's set in a fictional European country between World War I and World War II. Ralph Fiennes plays the greatest hotel concierge in the world, and I think we have a scene here where he meets his trusty bellboy.
Who are you?
I'm Zero, sir. The new lobby boy.
Zero, you say?
Yes, sir.
Well, I've never heard of you, never laid eyes on you. Who hired you?
Mr. Mosher, sir.
Mr. Mosher?
Yes, Monsieur Gustave.
Am I to understand you've surreptitiously hired this young man in the position of a lobby boy?
He's been engaged for a trial period, pending your approval, of course.
Perhaps, yes. Thank you, Mr. Mosher.
You're most welcome, Monsieur Gustave.
So there, a scene from Grand Budapest Hotel. Selma, Ty Burr, Twitter is going crazy with the feeling that Selma got snubbed. It did get a nomination, as we said, for Best Picture. Shut out for directing. It would have been the first black female director ever nominated. And David Oyelowo did not get a nod for playing Dr. Martin Luther King. Many thought he would. Your thoughts?
It is a major snub. I don't think it's a perfect film. I think it's a better film than The Theory of Everything and Imitation Game and some of the other films on this list. It's a groundbreaking film, not just because of who made it, but because of its subject. I think it's outrageous that David Oyelowo did not get a Best Actor nomination when you look at some of the people who did. Ava DuVernay was shut out of the DGA nomination, so there was a sense that that was coming. Why did this happen? Why, especially in this year when there's been a lot of tension over racial injustices in the real world and reflected in the media, some people are saying that it's because of historical inaccuracies.
And by the way, we talked to historian Julian Zelizer about this, the fact that Johnson was depicted as someone who was more hesitant on civil rights than in real life he really was. We can link that story at herenow.org. But what people are saying is that films are often inaccurate. Oliver Stone.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you want historical inaccuracies, please go to The Imitation Game, which is rife with them. Theory of Everything, probably just as many. American Sniper, there are arguments over the accuracy of that as well. I mean, it's part of what happens when you make a movie from a real-life story. You dramatize, you collate, you fold, and you drop things out. I honestly think, though, that is not the reason that Selma was snubbed. I think one of the things that's going on here is that the Academy screeners, the DVDs that studios make to send to Academy members, for Selma did not go out until late. And so a lot of people didn't see it or may have been at the bottom of their pile or they might have had Academy screener fatigue. I also think, and this is a little more damning, that there may be a sense among the Academy members who tend to be older, whiter, more male, that, you know, oh, hey, you know, 12 Years a Slave, we gave it two last year. Okay, you know, next. And in fact, you have, this is the first year in 20 years where all of the acting nominations, all of them, are all white. That hasn't happened in 20 years. That, I think, is interesting.
Well, and let's keep listing. Best Actor, Steve Carell, Foxcatcher, Benedict Cumberbatch, The Imitation Game, Michael Keaton, Birdman, Eddie Redmayne, The Theory of Everything, Bradley Cooper for American Sniper. Some are saying that might have been where a Selma nominee might have been.
I agree. Cumberbatch will win someday. I mean, I would love to have seen David Oyelowo in that spot. Cooper actually, I think, gives a very, very good interior performance in that in American Sniper. I'm not unhappy to see him there. I think, as my former colleague Wesley Morris tweeted earlier today, the fact that we can say three-time nominee Bradley Cooper would have resulted in mass spit takes several years ago. But there you go.
We love Bradley Cooper. I just want to say,
you know, but I do think it is wrong that David Oyelowo was not nominated for Best Actor.
All right. On to Best Actress. The nominees are Marion Cotillard for the French-language film Two Days, One Night, Felicity Jones, The Theory of Everything, Julianne Moore, Still Alice, Rosamund Pike, Gone Girl, Reese Witherspoon, Wild.
I think it's a good category. There was talk that Jennifer Aniston, in a sort of comeback role of one that would sort of remake what people think of her in a movie called Cake that hasn't been widely seen. Amy Adams, won the Golden Globe for Big Eyes, wasn't in the mix, which I think is fine. I think she's a terrific actress, but this is not one of her best roles. I was pulling for Cotillard, not just for Two Days, One Night, which is opening soon. It's a wonderful, wonderful movie. But also The Immigrant, which came out earlier in the year. I'm delighted to see her. Conventional wisdom says that it's Julianne Moore's year to win, and that may be true.
Well, we have a clip of Julianne Moore. She plays a woman in early onset Alzheimer's in the film Still Alice.
I have good days, bad days, and on my good days, I can, you know, almost pass for a normal person. But on my bad days, I feel like I can't find myself. I've always been so defined by my intellect, my language, my articulation, and now sometimes I can see the words hanging in front of me and I can't reach them and I don't know who I am and I don't know what I'm going to lose next.
And we should mention Meryl Streep becomes the most nominated person ever on the planet with her nomination for Best Supporting Actress in Into the Woods.
Can I just say something about Meryl Streep?
Yeah.
At this point, it's an Academy rubber stamp. I would argue that this is far from her best role. They just love her. Fine. You know, any movie she's in, they're going to give her a nomination.
Who do you think who should have been there instead?
Rene Russo in Nightcrawler. Tilda Swinton in half the movies she was in last year. Jessica Chastain, maybe, in A Most Violent Year. But I'm glad to see Patricia Arquette there for Boyhood. I think that's terrific.
That's Boston Globe film critic Ty Burr. We'll have the list of all the nominees at hereandnow.org. Let the guessing game begin. Ty, thanks as always.
Thank you, Raman.
And this is from The Imitation Game, one of two Oscar-nominated scores by Alexandre Desplat. He's also up for the Grand Budapest Hotel. Other Best Score nominees are Hans Zimmer, Interstellar, Gary Yershon, Mr. Turner, Johan Johansson for The Theory of Everything. We loved Antonio Sanchez's drum score for Birdman, but oh well. You're listening to Here Now.